register and remember and vote tomorrow. Municipal election.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 459257 through 459336. No warrants and two transfers or journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session minutes, May 26, 2020, and executive session minutes for May 26, 2020.
I think corrections are made.
I'm sorry?
I think corrections are made. I don't think.
Oh, okay. Well, the one that you brought up made. Move to approve regular session minutes for May 26th of 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Did I hear an aye?
Aye, yes.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve executive session minutes for May 26th, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Discussion of penalties and interest.
Good morning. We have a request for penalties and interest to be refunded per RSMO 52240.4 due to a county error. It's on parcel number 18-1-1-4-2-13.003, last name Wortham. Reason is property was purchased, recorded with P.O. Box 329 when it made it to mapping, the P.O. Box got entered as 369, meaning the customer didn't receive their bill. So we believed it to be our error, and I recommend that the penalties and interest be waived.
You said it was
refunded.
You said it's recorded as 329?
I have it recorded as 369.
It was recorded?
As 639.
Yes, okay.
Recorded as 639. Mail to 369.
Okay.
And they have paid, so the penalties and interest refund would be $208.20.
It qualifies for 52240, so I have no problem.
Move to, you said it was a refund because I've already paid in full?
Yes.
Move to refund $208.20. Due to county error on 18-1.0-01-004-002-013.003.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Field dirt agreement.
Do you guys have any questions on it?
No.
I don't.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Raymond Grievers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carried.
Where's Hines Road at? Where's Hines Road at?
I'm not sure.
Oh. Simcog Transportation Advisory Committee appointments, and we have three on the Transportation Advisory Committee that like to be
We have Rick Siegenfuss and Buddy Roberts that serve as the on the committee.
And Randy Hayes as alternate?
Mm-hmm. I move to continue Rick Siegenfuss and Buddy Roberts to serve on the Transportation Advisory Committee, known as the TAC, from July 1st, 2020 to June 30th, 2021.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I move to have Randy Hayes continue to serve as alternate to the TAC Board from July 1st, 2020 through June 30th, 2021.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Exchange of off-system bridge BRO funds for soft match credit.
Sounds like this is a win for the for both counties involved.
For St. Louis County?
Yes, and Taney.
And Taney.
Any questions?
No. Do you guys have any?
No. I understand. I think we've got like 3 million of in the in the soft match fund. So 750,000. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'll say we don't have.
No, 750,000 in the soft match now, so it's we're in great shape. I move to accept the exchange from St. Louis County of 150K of the off-road system known as the BRO for 150K of the Taney County soft match.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. City of Branson funding agreement for Branson Sanitary Sewer Infrastructure Improvements Project.
Morning.
Good
morning.
Morning.
The City of Branson is requesting the approval of the above reference funding agreement. This amount, the amount being requested through this funding agreement is $1 million. If approved, this funding agreement will assist the city by defraying the total cost of 8 projects, which is estimated at $1,681,091. Each of the proposed projects are outlined below and explained in further detail as part of the documentation provided by Mr. Mike Bray, City Utilities Director. I'll go through the projects. Upgrade Force Main Lift Station, number 17, it's an engineering phase. Compton Drive, Wastewater Treatment Facility Flood Protection, that's in a subgrade and preliminary design engineering phase. Spring Creek North Subdivision Sewer Main Extension, that's in an engineering phase. Upgrades to lift station number 21, Force Main, that's an engineering phase project as well. Upgrade lift station number 46, construction phase. Sewer collection system and pipelining and manhole sealing construction. That's kind of an ongoing project Mr. Ray has in addressing their I&I issues throughout the city collection systems. Harmony Lane, 8-inch sewer main extension construction. That's an area that we had a known sewer problem, and the City of Branson's working with property owners in that area to extend a sewer main up there that will take out about 10 on-site wastewater disposal systems once completed. Sewer main extension Branson Hills, that's for the Aldi's project. The City is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until December 31st, 2020. The City of Branson Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on May 26, 2020. 3 copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the County Commission who has reviewed and approved each copy as to form. This request meets the criteria necessary for approval under the sewer sales tax guidelines. And, you know, this project was one that was money was budgeted for in the 2020 budget. Brad and I discussed this with Mike, and this was an approved project. We're halfway through the year, and in past years, you know, the thought of applying for an extension wasn't that concerning. But with the pandemic and the sewer district projects taking off the way they are, you know, I would encourage Mr. Ray to try to move these reimbursement requests forward as promptly as you can, you know. And we may be fine next year, but that's kind of uncertain right now with the times that we're in. Mm-hmm.
I do have a letter dated January 28, 2020 from my attorney, Pat mm-hmm. Tack. She does approve the funding agreement.
So it's understanding that the $1 million funding agreement is approved through December 31st of 2020?
Yes. Yeah, they would have until December 31st to submit their pay request for reimbursement, mm-hmm. or not pay request, but basically their reimbursement request.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything submitted after that time would be out of the funding agreement time frame. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all these things are great things to go. That Harmony Lane, is that where that one house that we dealt with that had sewer problems, but they were on the, they'd never been put in the city sewer system? Is that right? I was remembering that name. It seemed like that we yeah. dealt with for a while, and I didn't know what ever happened on it. So this will allow it to get on the system with?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's several other properties that you mentioned
along. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Nice. Good project for the environment.
Yeah. I have no questions.
I don't either.
I don't have any questions. I guess they've been paying a water and sewer bill since
1993.
Yeah, what had happened is that the motel to the north of this property had called me with a sewer complaint, and mm-hmm. and it's kind of difficult to look on the beacon maps to, and it's kind of thought this may be in the county. So I went over there, and in the street out there just north adjacent to the property in question, there was water bubbling up through the asphalt.
Mm-hmm.
And so the gentleman I made contact with, the property owners, very nice people, and they said, well, we're connected to the city. There's no way that it could be us. But they had a clean out there, so I pulled the top off of that and looked in it and saw that there was waste and stuff in there pretty high up in that cleanup tube. And I said, no, there's something weird going on here. And come to find out, they were on a septic system, and their lateral lines was underneath that street. And they were doing laundry for some businesses in Branson's, what put the wastewater load on the lateral field. And then I guess the rest, I don't know the discussions or the not dynamic between the city and them, but I guess the city started hauling the wastewater or something eventually.
They had to rain and then haul the waste until we could get something taken care of.
If I remember right, he contacted us and was willing to hook up, but they were going to charge him a large amount to hook up. Anyway, I'm glad it's being solved.
Mm-hmm. Move to approve the funding agreement by between City of Branson and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Thank you.
Have fun, be careful. Godspeed.
We'll be in recess. I've got 9:18 until we'll be in recess till 10 a.m. for executive session for 610.021.1 legal.